Flux FM. Die Morning Show am Nachmittag und wir haben für euch eine Band eingeladen, die sich hier gerade noch installiert, nämlich Max und Julian von der wunderbaren neuen Band, das muss man ja ehrlich so sagen, Whitney. Wir kennen sie noch von Smith Western und jetzt ist aber hier was Neues auf dem Plateau seit einiger Zeit und da kommen sie nach Berlin, um heute Abend ein sommerliches, loftiges Konzert zu spielen und zwar im About Blank. Vorab kurze Stippvisite bei Flux FM, da freuen wir uns sehr und sagen guten Tag. Guten Tag.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. So, how's it going?
It's going good. We just hopped out of our van and yeah, we've been in Berlin for about 20 minutes.
Genau, also im Grunde gerade erst angekommen. So, what was the first thing you saw? Did you see the Fernsehturm, the TV tower or something that reminded you of, okay, now I'm in Berlin? Or when you're from Chicago, you don't have exactly things that remind you of Berlin.
We were watching Lethal Weapon, so I was just watching like this crazy fight scene the whole time as we were pulling in. But then we got up on your terrace and I saw that tower and I knew where I was.
Okay, so this is Flux FM is a little bit familiar to you. It's like coming home to Berlin.
Actually, yeah. I remember this. I love this place.
Yeah. That sounds fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the new band. I know you've been here before a couple of, I don't know, was it months or weeks ago?
It was a couple months ago.
A couple months ago, you introduced us to your new album, but not everybody heard that because that's what radio is all about, no? Maybe you can just tell us a little bit about, the end of the old band, the starting of the new band with old friends as well. Both of you who started fresh, just a little bit about that because some people might want to know what's happening with Whitney and why you are here.
Well, me and Julian played in Smith Westerns for a little bit, and then that band was alive for 7 years and then ended. So him and I kind of worked on different musical projects for a while. And then one morning just decided to write a song together. And we're like, this is really fun and perfect. And we lived together at the time. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of kept writing. And then over about 6 months, it evolved into something that we wanted to play live. And so his best friend from Oregon that he grew up with moved to Chicago. And then some of my friends that I grew up with in Chicago all kind of filled in the band.
Okay.
And then that was about 8 months ago, then we recorded the album, and then we've just been on tour ever since.
And when you were recording the album, you were living in a tent, is that right?
Yeah, we were in LA with, I mean, do you know Jonathan Rado of Foxygen?
Of course, sure we all know play. Jonathan Rado.
You guys have to play Foxygen on this
We play Foxygen.
Yeah, we went out to his studio that he has, like, in his garage, but it's, like, better than just a garage. It's, like, soundproofed and like it's been treated for sound. Yeah, so we recorded there for about like a month and slept in a tent and it was really hot outside.
So was it only one tent or more than one?
We just had one like 5 or 6 person tent because like Max and I stayed there the whole time just because we wrote the songs and then like the rest of the band would kind of like cycle in like periodically. I think the whole band was only there for about like 2 days at the same time, but everyone got their little chance to play on the record.
Genau, also sagt das Jonathan Rado, der Keyboarder von Foxygen, hat ihr Album produziert und es ist auch ein alter Kumpel und da waren sie bei ihm in L.A., aber natürlich ist das Haus dann auch nicht ganz so groß, dass die riesige Band da die ganze Zeit schlafen kann. Also haben sie sich Zelte genommen und haben draußen genächtigt, aber es war sehr heiß. It was really hot outside probably then.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay, but did you go into the house and ate together something? Yeah. That was like something like you did, of course. Not just, okay, now everyone out of the tent, into the studio, into the garage, and now we're done and you can go home. Now you're friends, right?
Yeah. We hung out every night and drank and did our stuff.
Yeah. Did our stuff. Together. That's what we Rockstar Life is all about, doing the stuff.
The stuff.
Can you go into the dirty details, please? What's the stuff?
Stuff is Rado goes to the same place for breakfast every morning. It's called Bobby's Diner. And we went to breakfast the same place and ate the same thing for a month.
What is that?
What was it? It was fried eggs and toast.
With ketchup?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Ketchup and hot sauce and hot sauce. Hash browns totally. And all that stuff.
Coffee, lots of coffee.
Lecker. Do you do some sports as well? Or was it just then eating? Or do you go for a run to LA when you were there?
I was running. I probably ran every other day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though it was really hot. Yeah. I think we're experiencing like slight depression right now because we aren't able to really like work out. And like, that's probably not that cool to say, but We're like pretty good like about working out normally.
Yeah, but you will lose calories when you're on stage. Screaming, dancing, doing everything, you know?
Sometimes I sweat enough and I feel like I've worked out a little bit, but mm-hmm. I ran a half marathon last year. Uh-huh. And I was like...
In Chicago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did really good too.
Good. So you were the first going through the...
Yeah, you were first?
Yeah, you were the first?
No, I wasn't first. There was like some real actual legends there, probably.
Also sie betreiben ab und zu auch Sport und er läuft auch ganz gerne mal, aber sie meinen schon, es ist ein bisschen härter, wenn man auf Tour ist, dann hat man nicht die Zeit, dass man sich regelmäßig um den Sport kümmern kann. Denn damals, als sie in L.A. die Platte aufgenommen haben bei Jonathan, da war natürlich in L.A. ein bisschen mehr Zeit und morgens hat man sich dann auch jeden Tag immer wieder ein gutes amerikanisches Frühstück gegönnt. Und ja, was dabei rausgekommen ist bei dieser kreativen Phase mit guter Ernährung und ein bisschen Sport zwischendurch, das hören wir uns jetzt mal an. Wir hören No Woman von Whitney, die heute Abend im About Blank sind. Sommerloft ist angesagt, das Wetter passt und die Musik auch. Wir schreiben euch gleich auf die Gästeliste. I left drinking on the city train. No Woman von Whitney by Flux FM. You can play the next song acoustically if you want to. No, thank you.
No.
Das kann man ja auch verstehen, wenn man gerade erst angekommen ist. Er hat den Song eben gerade hier auf Gitarre noch ein bisschen begleitet. Wir wollen aber noch mehr von dieser tollen Band erfahren. One more question about Jonathan Rado. Is he the one? Does someone recorded, I think, your band when you were 10 years old?
Oh, no, that's Jacob Portrait from Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Jacob. What did Jacob do with this album? Was he involved as well?
Yeah, he mixed like 5 or 6 of the songs. He mixed Golden Days, which we might hear later.
Maybe we might hear Golden Days later. Ah, and you had a band when you were 10 years old. Were you included in that band as well, or you didn't know each other?
No, we didn't know each other.
Yeah, no.
This was... Erzähl uns mal, wie das war. Man hat mit 10 Jahren eine Band und hat dann noch einen Kumpel, den man fragt, ob er da mal was aufnehmen kann. Das muss man sich erstmal vorstellen. 10 years old, how does that work? What did you do? You must have been really self-confident back then.
Yeah.
Like now as well.
I'm still pretty good. I was in a band with like high schoolers when I was 10. That's why it was kind of weird. There was like, I was 10 and they were probably like 16 or 17 because I was just like the best drummer around. But yeah, it was a terrible band. It was like pop punk, and they shouldn't have been playing with me.
But could you go on stage at night when they had gigs when you were 10 years old?
Yeah, we used to play around. I grew up in like a pretty like in the middle of the forest type of town, so mm-hmm. there wasn't really like many bars or clubs to play at anyways, but we played at like high school dances and stuff.
Okay, but when you were the best drummer around, when did you start? When you were perfect and professional when you were 10 years old?
Where did I start?
Yeah, when did you start playing?
Oh, at
age?
When I was like 2.
When you were 2. You had your first drum set when you were 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad was a really good drummer. So he would just like put me on his knee and like teach me how. And then eventually I just started playing by myself.
Yeah. Ja, man früh übt sich, ne? Wenn man mit 2 Jahren anfängt, dann kann man auch mit 10 seine erste Band haben. What's your most favorite instrument? Which you started at the age of 2.
Wait, my favorite instrument of all time?
Yes. Which you are playing.
Oh, I guess the guitar. Don't have to say that.
Banjo.
Banjo. I played banjo for a while.
What about instruments on this album? I heard you used horns, for example. What else?
We did. Strings were like kind of what tied everything together too. I feel like horns are more of like a feature mm-hmm. instrument on this record. Like they come in and like do some of the soloing and stuff. In my opinion, the strings are like probably the most important. They just like they tie the all the arrangements mm-hmm. together,
and they all came to San Francisco, to California, to L.A. to be recorded.
We actually did the strings and the horns at our apartment in Chicago uh-huh. after we left L.A.
Okay, and now you don't have an apartment anymore. Sie haben nämlich ihre Wohnungen gekündigt, weil sie sowieso nur auf Tour sind die ganze Zeit und sind im nächsten halben Jahr nur 2 Wochen zu Hause. Da hat man mal eben kein Zuhause mehr. So how does it feel to have no apartment? I mean, you probably have someone where you can live for a couple of days, but how does it feel to quit an apartment and just grab your bag and leave for the road?
I like it. I mean, this is what we want to be doing anyways, which is like promoting this thing that we think is great that we made. I really like touring. We've both been touring since we were like 17 or 18, so
okay.
we took like a 2-year long break while we were writing the album, you know, after like Smith Westerns broke up. And yeah, we missed this life. So now we're back in it and it feels fun.
And you're the core with that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Confirmation, Mark. Bing. Dann wollen wir euch einen weiteren Song spielen. Oh, look, this Golden Day is here. We are going to listen to Golden Days now. Die aktuelle Platte von Whitney heißt Light Upon the Lake, ist in diesem Monat bei uns rausgekommen. Und die Band ist heute in Berlin und wird die wunderbaren Songs spielen. Und zwar im About Blank beim Sommerloft im Rahmen dieser Veranstaltung. Da wollen wir euch gerne auf die Gästeliste setzen und ihr ruft am besten an. Jetzt dafür für die 030-2000-9000 jetzt anrufen. Und die Tickets bekommen. Vielen lieben Dank, dass ihr hier wart. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Again to Flux FM.
We love it here.
Enjoy Berlin, enjoy your tour and come back anytime. You know you're welcome.
Thank you.
Woo.
Woo-hoo.